You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the WBEN live line is Dr. Fred Archer. He is a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics and associate dean at the Jacobs School of Medicine at UB. Doctor, good morning. We're talking about this new study that's out that finds kids and teens who spend more time on screens and get less sleep, they may have a higher risk for future heart problems, high blood pressure, blood sugar risk, and unhealthy cholesterol levels. Just to start off, how do you begin to get kids away from the screens?
Well, hello and good morning. And honestly, as a parent myself, one of the first things is having that conversation with your kids and letting them know this is a fun thing, but not something you need to do all the time. And there's nothing wrong with setting a regulated type of time. This is your designated screen time. When it's over, hey, pick up that book or go outside and throw a ball. Nothing wrong with doing that as a parent.
You know, on that, what is the right amount of screen time for kids, especially between like 10 and 18? And, or maybe I should say, what is too much?
That is actually a really good way of thinking about it. The American Academy of Pediatrics does have some recommendations. And for school age kids, we're thinking elementary school and things like that, you really should be no more than an hour a day of non-educational electronic activity. And for older kids, they say about 2 hours a day. We all know most kids are getting a little bit more than that. The digital babysitter has gotten us all. What's interesting is for infants and kids up to about maybe age two or so, they say you don't really need any screen time. Sit down, actually interact with the kids a little bit more. If they're going to get anything, you really want to keep it educational. You know, so you do the sight words, you do things where they're actually learning something, if they're going to have some supervised and highly supervised screen time for those really young kids.
And you brought up regulated time, which makes me think that part of this plays in, I think, to an addiction to screens for kids, because there's so much sensory overload. Do you think you can sort of treat it like an addiction, where maybe you wean a kid off of the screen a little bit more and more, you know, by an interval here and there every day over time until it gets to a certain acceptable point? Do you think that's a good way of approaching it?
I think that for a lot of parents, you know, and again, weaning it down is kind of a way to think about it. I wouldn't necessarily call it an addiction, but, you know, we all like our phones, let's be real. But I think with a lot of parents and kids, it gets to almost like a negotiation. It's like, hey, you did these things, you've now earned your reward, but it's got to be within these parameters. And when the kids really have been spending all that time on there, it is something that is maybe not an addiction, but a habit. And we all sometimes have some habits we've got to correct or habits we want to get back on board. A lot of times when it comes to starting a new habit, you want to hook it onto an existing good habit. So if you want to make sure that you're brushing your teeth, you hook that onto, oh, and I get up and wash my face in the morning. So now I attach brushing my teeth to that good habit. And you can do that same thing with the screen time. Hey, I ate my vegetables and I went outside and played basketball for half an hour. I get half an hour of screen time. So you find ways where you can actually bring down that screen time while still actually doing some appropriate activities.
You know, Dr. Archer, around here, many kids are returning to school next month, and there's going to be a cell phone ban in place. Is that something that families should start adjusting to now?
Oh, that's never a bad idea to adjust to. And I remember hearing about that, and it's like, oh, yes, they're going to be bringing that in very soon. And as far as most parents are concerned, well, my kid's in school. I know where they are. They shouldn't necessarily need to have that in there unless it's during prescribed times. You know, lunchtime we know might be a good exception or things like that. I understand a lot of parents have that concern that the cell phones are there from a safety fashion, but the schools should also be able to be a safe space for those kids as well. And actively being involved as a parent helps to make sure that it stays as a safe space. So yeah, getting your kids prepped and ready for not having their phone on them 24/7 is never a bad idea. That's no different than getting yourself prepared for, we're about to go on vacation in a different time zone. Let's get ourselves adjusted and switched to that.
And doctor, what are your thoughts on the role of AI and how it's keeping kids on their devices?
That is AI now is a interesting thing because it's now becoming more and more ubiquitous. You know, every time you turn around, you see it. But the way I would instruct us to use it as a tool, it's not something that should be doing our work for us, but helping us get our work done. And for example, if I need to research the octopus, I don't want it to really write the octopus report for me, but give me some good references that I can review so I can get a good report on octopus. And I don't think AI is going away anytime soon. If anything, it's going to become a little bit more involved in our lives. But we should decide really how we're using it and not letting it kind of dictate. Computers are sophisticated idiots. They're only as smart as their programmer. So let's make sure we're programming it with good stuff.
Well, on that, how can parents monitor better what their kids are doing online so that they're not on ChatGPT or, you know, something else?
I always say if you're going to be a parent, then you be a parent. Be active and involved in the things that your kids are doing. And not the point where, like, you're hovering and getting into micro-minutia on every single thing they're doing. But one thing is, if your kids are going to be playing some games, know what games they're playing, talk to them about it. And dare I say, for a lot of us, you know, I'm a gamer myself. I play games with my son. And it ceases to be just a mindless activity then when we're engaged together in things. A lot of times we'll play games where you have to work together with a partner, and that what makes you more successful in the game. And that just becomes fun. So I really say that for parents, when it comes to what your kids are doing, you can put in software that tells you what websites are going to, or put on a lock for when it, you know, have it shut off at certain times. But the biggest thing is talking to your kids and being involved, telling them and giving them the skills so that they know themselves where to go and what to avoid. That's the best thing, because you need to prepare them for being grownups. And we can't just hover over them all the time. You've got to teach them the right things to do. And the best way also is modeling that behavior. If you're going to be on your phone up to the point you're in bed, your kids see you doing that, well, they're going to do it too. And so you need to set the tone, and, you know, maybe an hour before bed, put that phone away. And unless it's work calling you, don't even pick it up. It's hard. It's very hard. But if you want to do the right thing for your kids, you got to do the right thing for you too.
All right, Dr. Fred Archer, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Dr. Fred Archer from UB's Jacobs School of Medicine.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.